Not that the talk title on the screen doesn't tell you everything that you need to know. This talk is about regulation and open source. What's real, what isn't, and what's to focus on. Here's Toby Langell.
Thank you, and now I have to wait for a minute. No, I'm joking. All right, I'm very glad to be here with you all today. And I'm here to talk about something that has been sort of talked about quite a bit for quite a number of years in this community, the Cyber Resilience Act, the CRA. And essentially to say that like it is not coming out for you, that's not what the CRA is about. And sort of like hopefully answer some of your questions and allow you to look at this with a little bit more calm. Sort of like trying to find a perspective in your position in this broader change to how software is going to be built in the future. So just some small credentials to like give a bit of context. I'm actually a jazz drummer turned open source developer turned consultant in this space. It's a long story. I'm not going to talk it out today. But I could over beers or something. I run a small consulting firm, which is called Unlock Open. The reasons I'm putting those credentials up is I've been very involved with the CRA's rollout. I helped bootstrap the Open Regulatory Compliance Working Group of the Eclipse Foundation, and I'm a member through Eclipse